Text message here from a mother. My 9-year-old daughter picks her skin. She's been doing this for almost 2 years. How can I help her to stop? She wants to stop but doesn't know how. She picks her skin. She creates scabs on her body for no apparent reason.
Picking the skin is probably a form of impulsivity, and this is where there's repeated acts and there's a lot of focus on particular things, but it could be hair pulling, it could be skin picking, it could be pulling the hair out of your ears. It could be a lot of different ways that people do impulsive behavior. Many psychologists believe that it's a form of stress or anxiety, but not necessarily. It could also be because of dry skin that is irritable and itchy. And that could be one of the things that is a reason that people need to also get dermatological assessment and maybe possibly care. There's some very good dermatologists who also understand the psychology behind dermatological behavior from certain patients, whether they're children or they're adults. So the best thing to do is find a good dermatologist first, find out what's going on with the skin, if there is any particular kind of neurological responses going on, if there's any kind of skin possibilities of itchingness or maybe the sandpaperish kind of skin texture, whatever may be going on, and especially if the child is reaching early puberty, and sometimes, believe it or not, that could be as early as 7, 8, and 9 years old. What we're seeing today is much, much different because of the environment, the food intake is causing some maturity issues in young children. So there could be a lot of different reasons that need to be medically discovered, and this kind of behavior could be actually the result of some medical concerns, and it's symptomatic before making it a psychological concern. Should it be a psychological concern, there are some very specific techniques that behavioralist psychologists would be able to implement to help you rid of these kind of behaviors and at the same time get to the possible root cause for it. First, get a medical examination to rule out medical causes, then see a child psychologist that can help you deal with these kind of impulsive behaviors.
So just generally speaking, we're not talking specifics on this case because we don't know all the specifics, but if it was a psychological issue for, you know, looking at a 9-year-old female, what could there be? Well, you know, in your experience, Dr. Raymond, when does you see this as a psychological thing where you've got picking of skin and where you're creating a scab?
Sometimes it could be that stressful anxiety in which kids are picking at that to distract themselves from things that they're thinking about. It could be because they may feel dirty. There could be some phobia with dirt. There could be some concerns about body shape changes, because now what we know is that girls do mature faster than boys. So it's not unusual to see a 9, 10, 11-year-old girl reaching a level of maturity and concern about her physical appearance. So there could be a lot of different reasons to have anxiety. It's not usually depression, even though that could be an undercurrent matter, but it's usually going to be an anxiety or some sort of stress. Mm. Maybe it's the stress of what's going on at home between the parents, but usually not. Usually it's their own stress about their own image, their own body image, what's happening to them, the idea of being attractive or unattractive. A lot of different kind of things could be going on in the mind of a 9-year-old. Mm. It could also be something that they heard about with one of their hero figures that are great movie stars or singers or rock group people or some of the figures that they see that find out through some tabloidish kind of publication that this person suffers from this kind of a skin thing.
Mm. Is it self-harm?
It can be. It can be, but usually it isn't. Mm. Usually it's more of a minor kind of thing, like pulling the hair out from a pimple.
Right.
You know, not to gross everybody out, whether you're driving or eating. But to be able to understand this, of course, we would need to know what's going on in that child's environment. You know, what is going to be the influence? Is it a movie star figure, a singing star?
A friend.
They find out that they're friends, yes, or another person, maybe even a teacher that they look up to, does the same thing. They're imitating that kind of behavior.
Okay, looking here, this is a relationship issue. So coming back, I think, you know, we're talking earlier about the affair. Here, my fiancé travelled to their home country for a holiday, and there they had an affair. I forgave her, but recently she went back, and she was with this person platonically, but they did hang out together, and she said it was platonic and just a coincidence, but I can't get it out of my mind. Do you think I should end the relationship?
I think you need to define yourself in this relationship with your partner. If this is something that you are going to agree to, then you have no reason to tell her that she shouldn't or can't or even be concerned about it. If you are absolutely adamant about this not being part of your definition in a relationship where you or her can go out with people with whom that you've had a relationship earlier, physical or not, then you have to also state that this is your desire. If that person says, absolutely not, I will not give up my friendship, and you are saying, I really want you to, for me to feel comfortable in this, then you have to make a choice. It's no longer that other person's choice. It's your choice. Will you stay in this relationship knowing that your partner isn't cooperating with a simple wish? Now, if that becomes combative and you don't want to combat, then you get out of the war.
Very wise words indeed. And, you know, if you are in love with somebody, if you are in love with them, it's very difficult to walk away no matter what goes on, and you can find yourself in an abusive relationship. You know, obviously it's easier to walk away when you don't have those strong feelings for someone. So if you are in love with a person that wrongs you, how do you separate all of that out, as you're saying, and really identify who you are and what your values are and what are really sort of areas of non-compromise for you?
Most people don't. Actually, Suzanne, most people get into a relationship knowing that it's not a very good relationship because they want love to conquer and they want to believe. And I'm not saying that sarcastically. It's a beautiful experience to love someone. There's nothing more precious than having that kind of a belonging to someone romantically, as you enjoyed belonging to your own family members, your family of origin, your parents and your siblings. Now you want to maturely get into a romantic relationship, which is very normal as well. But what's important to realize is that, yes, during the honeymoon phase, during that in-love phase, it's not really realistic. It's a fantasy. And many times we accept things that later we say, well, you know, 2020 hindsight, we should have known better because this is what we actually were realizing at that time but didn't want to pay attention to it because love was conquering. Now, on one hand, I would tell you there's nothing more beautiful than that experience. But what I can tell you is that within reason, you have to make sure that your partner is experiencing the same things and wants the same things. What is so important is that love is defined not as an emotion, but as a learned attitude. Those emotional components come with that, but love is actually a learned attitude. And to be able to appreciate that learned attitude is when both people define where their relationship is, not just all those googly feelings. And there's nothing wrong with googly feelings. What a beautiful experience to have those googly feelings. As a matter of fact, you can see people googling at dinner tables in a restaurant. You can even see the halo around them. And like the rest of the world doesn't even exist.
Is googly
like
feelings in the dictionary? Is it in the dictionary of love?
It should be right after this show. I got a feeling that some lexicographer is going to actually put it in some dictionary. But love is a beautiful experience, and so is marriage. Marriage is a wonderful institution as long as you're not institutionalized. And the factor here is that you define the relationship early in the relationship. Enjoy the love. Enjoy the essence of that passion, that physical desire of being in love. But also, at the same time, be reasonable. What is it that you define life? And is it that your partner that you wish to have has a similar definition? You don't have to come from the same high school or religious background or political influence, but at least have some kind of understanding of each other's definitions to know that that's a balance in your life, not an instigation of an unbalanced situation that can be destructive later.